Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like The Florida Project. My name's Jason. Next to me is Michael. Tricked you.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. And then Will's here too.
Hello?
Which is which?
Are we just asking questions now?
I'm just asking questions.
If you'd like to support the
chemtrails show,
get access to some awesome bonus content and hang out with us on our Patreon exclusive Slack channel. Become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFB podcast. All of our Patreon saints get ad-free versions of the podcast and immediate access to our catalog of bonus podcasts, TFP Extra,
Extra,
and Disney Classics. Patreons at the $5 level get access to our exclusive TFP Slack channel.
Slack!
No, you can't just start putting things in high pitches just because.
Slack.
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 Oh, yeah.
Slack. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
That's it. Now you have to do that every episode.
Our exclusive TFP Slack channel.
Oh, yeah.
And the $10 level, you'll receive access to episodes before everybody else. There are over 400 additional shows for you to check out when you join us on Patreon. So sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today for even more of The Florida Project. A little housekeeping before we tell you what's going to be in this episode. What is not going to be in this episode is the bracket. So today, as we record, is not the first day of the NCAA tournament, but it is the first weekend of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. So as we normally do, we will be doing a bracket. We're not doing it this week. And next week we'll be off for Easter, but then the following week we will be doing the bracket. So if you want to play along, email us at info@tfppodcast.com, and we will send you a bracket. If you're a Patreon, you should have it in your Patreon feed, and then we'll also post it to Slack as well.
So, oh yeah.
So, if you want to join us for the tournament, let us know. In this episode of The Florida Project, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will introduce a new segment. Ooh, but he doesn't have the title here, so it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will will tell us about his most recent trip to Walter Disney World. All that is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic. Small topics. All right. Small topic number one. Thanksgiving has dressing. Christmas has goose. What's a food you associate with Easter? And what's your favorite thing on the Easter dinner table? By dinner, Will and I mean lunch. Michael means supper.
Yeah, I don't know what those people do.
They sit around all day and just stare at things. And then it's like, they're not getting up at 4 a.m. and making a turkey.
Everybody needs to be out by 3:00.
Yeah.
Like
it's hard nap time.
4:00, maybe.
Well, we don't
but
get
you're
together
not sticking around
later.
For sandwiches.
They don't get together till later, so the whole thing starts later.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing all morning?
Well, whatever you want.
You're paying attention to the parade.
Going to church?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking about different things now. you went back to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Easter. I think those are two different answers. What's my favorite and what do I associate?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
I associate deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's always been a staple for Easter.
Love a deviled egg. Yeah.
What's my favorite? I don't know. We switch it up a lot for Easter, quite frankly. Used to be like turkey and dressing in the 80s and 90s. But since then, since we had less family coming over, it's kind of, what do you want?
In olden days, it was turkey and dressing.
Now it's, hey, what,
now
what,
it's
what do we want?
Goes.
Yeah, exactly. Spaghetti? Right. Why not?
Michael?
This might be on the nose, but rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Or carrot cake?
Carrot cake's good.
Do you have those at Easter?
No, but I would associate rabbit with Easter, and it's a food.
Have you ever had rabbit?
No.
It's good.
It is good. And what's your favorite thing to see at Easter?
A chocolate bunny.
Okay. The solid one, or the one that makes you think it's a solid one, but it's really that hollowed out one?
As long as it's milk chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
You don't need the solid one.
Yeah. I don't want to have to
carve it.
Don't lie to me. If
it's small, that's fine. But the big one.
Well, that's too much regardless.
It's too much.
But don't lie to me.
What about you?
Oh, not me about not needing the thing.
Oh, I don't care what you say manufacturer. About that. No, the manufacturer. Don't make me think it's a solid brick of chocolate when it's just, it's a hollowed out one.
Yeah. You should just take a hammer to them when you're in the
store.
That's
how you know. I do that. Punch everyone.
The thing I associate with Easter is ham. We were never a ham family growing up. But whenever I would go to somebody's house for Easter dinner and they would have ham, I would be very excited about it. And then my favorite thing is deviled eggs. I like deviled eggs.
Yeah, I really like deviled eggs too. It depends on the preparation though. Some people can put too much mayonnaise or too much mustard. You got to have the right amount.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want sweet relish in there either, actually. I like a nice dill relish.
Mm. I put a little bacon in.
Oh, yeah. That's
like real bacon. Absolutely. Not your bacos.
Yeah. And a little paprika on top.
I don't mess with paprika.
A dusting of paprika.
We don't do that.
I don't keep it in stock.
Okay. X-Men 97 premiered this week on Disney Plus. It is a continuation of X-Men, the animated series, which ran from 1992 to 1997. Now, when we were growing up, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a period of time where it was all nostalgia-y stuff. And it was like, who is this for? I'm talking Dick Tracy. I'm talking the Hornet. I'm talking the Saint. I'm talking... like
Shadow.
The Shadow, yes.
Even Batman, the return of Batman was like a, for people that had watched it in the 60s.
Yeah. Although I feel like Batman is more.
But if you didn't read comic books, I mean, it was like.
Yeah, that's true. So in those days, we were like, who is this for? Who are they making this for? And now we're the people that they're making the nostalgia things for.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite nostalgia property?
Well, that's an easy answer for me. Star Wars. But it hasn't really ever gone completely away.
Yeah.
Except from like 83 to like
99.
But it's then,
maybe 97.
Yeah, because then they were still like, they did the special editions, but they were still pumping out like video games and books and stuff. But it wasn't in the zeitgeist as much anymore until the special editions then the prequels. And then it has not gone away since then. And it will not, as long as they keep. Did you see that ridiculous amount of money they've made off Star Wars? Yeah. Like estimated. They spent, I'm making this part up, but they spent like $2 billion on it and have made like 10 or something.
Oh, wow.
Since then. Oh, I didn't like it. Okay.
Evidence to the contrary.
Disney's ruining Star Wars. And they're like, okay.
Did you see that? The entire Skywalker saga is coming back to theaters for a marathon.
I did see that on May the 4th. And I haven't looked to see how much it is, but I'm considering it.
Well, now that we're not going to Vegas.
I'm going to look into
birthday activity.
I'm telling you, the only one I could convince to spend any amount of time more than one movie would be Michael, I think.
I would go.
I'm going to look into it.
As long as you have In-N-Out privileges.
But I don't...
If it's continuous, it would be like 19, 20
hours. I'm looking it
up
right now.
You got to bring food in.
Will they let you leave and come back? I've never gone to one of these movie marathons.
I assume so.
At a theater.
I mean, it's not like a prison.
Somebody get AMC on the blower.
I'm looking into it.
All right. Do you have a favorite nostalgia property, Michael?
Disney? Does that count?
Not really, like, but I didn't think of an answer either.
Like the Mickey Mouse? Disney stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like the classic, like the shorts and I don't know, like the old movies. I consider that nostalgia stuff because a lot of them aren't good to me nowadays, but I still love watching them because of the nostalgia. Yeah. Like Pinocchio, for example. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's not my favorite movie, and it has a lot of problems with pacing.
And a lot of plot.
But I still love watching it.
Yeah. Has the opposite of most people, most movies' pacing problems. Its pacing problems
yeah, it has
are
too
it's
much.
Like, whoa.
Right.
What? Whoa.
Besides that, it would be Star Trek. But it's yeah. kind of like Star Wars. It hasn't really gone away for too long of a period of time
yeah.
since I've been alive.
Okay. Yeah, I think Star Trek's a good one. But I'll put one out there. Doctor Who. I've been off the Doctor Who train for a while, but I'm jumping back on. I just finished season two. So I'm going to make it all the way through. Doctor Who. That was a good nostalgia that was made for nostalgia, and then it just took off, blew up.
I have an update. But I can't seem to find where anywhere that it's going on sale, but it is 20 hours and 22 minutes long.
And it's continuous as far as you can tell?
It will effectively run from Friday, May 3rd, all the way to Star Wars Day on May 4th.
Okay. I guess continuous.
Dang.
Starts at 8 p.m. on Friday, and there won't be an intermission.
Yeah.
You'll basically have to make your own intermission with whichever movies or stretches of time you think are the most snooze-worthy. And if you stay through the whole thing, you'll get a special preview of this June's The Acolyte, plus a limited edition poster that Lucasfilm hasn't given folks a look at yet. It'll be a costly penny. The Skywalker Saga Marathon runs a little over
$84. Oh, no. I'm not doing that.
I guess our A-list won't work for that.
No, I wouldn't think so. But I also can't see
you
where
know what? We could
played.
Put on the Skywalker Saga
yeah.
here.
But the big screen. Can you imagine seeing Empire Strikes Back on the big screen?
I don't have to. I have.
But it was your memory of it would be better if you see it.
How long ago was 1997? That's the last time I saw it.
Ooh,
on the big
what
screen.
Order are they going to do it in? Chronological?
I
or
assume
release?
It's 1 through 9.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I would imagine.
That's how you get people there in the middle of the night. You put the OT.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I'll look into it a little bit more, but yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do the 20 hours without sleeping.
Well, that's what episode 2 is for.
Yeah, you'd sleep in the theater.
Yeah.
Bring a pillow.
Go home and come back. If they let you leave and come back.
Yeah, if you have come and go privileges.
I don't know.
But then you risk not coming back at all, and then you miss the preview of The Acolyte.
Well, that's like 20 hours later. I mean, what else are you doing?
All right. Finally, what existing IP do you think would be awesome if Disney turned into a new land in one of their theme parks? They don't have to currently own said property. I was thinking about this, and Ghostbusters. I think Ghostbusters would be a good theme park property. Mm. You make a ghostly New York. You have that library.
Facades and whatnot.
Yeah, facades and whatnot. You have the, you know, there's something in the library where you go chase Slimer or whatever. Maybe you have the real Ghostbusters hither and yon. I like the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Real Ghostbusters is the best one after Ghostbusters.
Have you tried to watch any of those old Real Ghostbusters again?
No.
It's not good.
We'll see.
No, I apologize, but it's not.
When did you last watch them?
They put them all on YouTube a while back. I tried to watch some. It's like watching He-Man.
Ah.
Like, it's just, this used to be better.
Yeah. Anyway.
I wanted it to be good.
Yeah. I enjoy all the Ghostbusters except, I think Afterlife may be my least favorite so far.
I was joking with Jason because like 15 minutes into the movie, he was
it was 45 minutes.
When are they going to get to the ghosts?
I said, I know why people don't like this movie. And Michael goes, what? Why? And I said, because there's no ghosts in this Ghostbusters movie.
The whole prologue had ghosts.
Yeah.
But and then they were all sad on the farm for like six
hours.
Well,
you had to get to know the characters before they could go on the adventures.
I get it. It's the kid from Stranger Things and that girl.
You should watch it again like 2 years later. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater and I go, oh, that was fine. I watched it today again. Oh, I really like that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it again. So we watched the Frozen Empire one. Is that what it's called? Thursday. And I really, really enjoyed it. So I'm going back. I'm going through a Ghostbusters-a-thon. And even though we just watched Afterlife, I'm going to put it on where it's supposed to go.
I would say maybe James Bond. I feel like you could have some solid. Bring good back idea. Some stunt shows with cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go on missions. Do some sort of like enhanced experience, like a Rise of the Resistance, where you're on mm-hmm. some sort of James Bond mission.
Oh, meet yeah. and greets with the villains yeah. and James Bond. And yeah. Oh, I'm stealing Michael's. That's good. I don't have anything better than that.
Okay.
I was going to say something worse.
Everything else
what were
I
you
going to
say?
Like Godzilla. like a
kaiju
monsters, you know, but like, you know, it's like a like you're saying like facades and stuff, but it's all like monsters. Broken. Like there's been a kaiju attack. And then you got a Godzilla ride and a King Kong ride or whatever. But they already have a King Kong ride. So I was yeah, but his is way better.
Yeah, everything that I could think of Disney either owns or Universal already owns. Yeah. So it's
I guess they own the monsters.
Yeah.
But they haven't done anything with Godzilla.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yet.
Star Trek would be a good one too, but it might be too close to Star Wars at this point.
Mm.
Like as far as trying to come up with a land and a track, like, I don't know. I feel like Star Wars is better suited for coming up with lands.
Yeah.
Than Star
Trek. Well, I think if you had them together, like right next to each other, your Hufflepuffs will go to Star Wars land. Your Ravenclaws will go to Star Trek land.
I don't know.
But I'm a Hufflepuff.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Which ones?
And that's why you would go to Star Wars.
What your dig is.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
You dorks.
That's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics. All right, we have a new mystery segment, and you guys get to help me name it.
Oh, okay.
So the segment is, I'm going to give you a quote, and you have to tell me what Disney character said it. This is in preparation for next episode's bracket.
Oh, jeez.
So here are some titles.
Michael, you would be better at this.
Yeah.
No, they're like some obvious ones.
Okay.
All right, here's some
Spock.
Potential titles. Name that sidekick. Yeah. Disney sidekick deliveries?
Mm.
Or what you talking about, Drizella?
Well, so far, that's
who's
the winner.
Who's Drizella?
It's one of the evil stepsisters.
Yeah. I would even, maybe just add what you talking about, Michael, as the segment name.
So there's 10 of these.
Okay.
All right, the first one. And I'm not going to do these in the voice of the characters because that will give some of these away.
Oh.
And I can't probably do them very well.
Oh, let's see. Now I want it to happen.
All right.
If you watched every episode of The Real Ghostbusters, it would take 2 days and 22 hours.
That is less than the Skywalker saga, but more than the Skywalker saga.
Yes.
It's not playing near Atlanta anywhere. So I don't, maybe the website's weird. Oh, you have to go to Fandango.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
Run. Run away and never return.
Run. Scar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Scar.
See, not too hard.
Scarred.
Number two. The voice would give this one away.
Sure.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll take the mall.
The mall?
Take them all. Take them all.
Someone in the 80s.
Someone is buying a mall. Oh, well, in that case, I'll take them all.
Spencer's Gifts. Say it again.
Do one step closer to the voice.
Yeah.
Just one step.
I don't know if I can.
Do the take them all in the voice.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll take them all.
Hades.
In that case, I'll take them all.
Mickey? I don't know.
It's a higher pitch voice than Hades.
Is it a good guy or a bad guy?
All right, I'll give you multiple choice.
Cruella de Vil.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I can't do a Cruella de Vil. She has like a crazy voice.
Yeah, but I would like to have heard you try.
I was trying.
The whole thing. I'm now going to request you do the voices.
All right, number
this
three.
May not be a recurring segment, but you all.
But it'll be an awesome segment.
Number three. Trouble? No way. You're only in trouble if you get caught.
Peter Pan.
Darkwing Duck.
Incorrect on both.
Yeah. Hmm.
Peter Pan's closer than Darkwing Duck.
Robin Hood?
Nope. Do you want multiple choice?
How is it closer?
Year-wise or character-wise is it close?
Character-wise.
Oh, see, that's not helpful. Give me a decade.
Of the movie?
Yeah.
The 1990s.
Oh, rats.
Aladdin.
Correct.
See? Yeah. Now we're getting it.
Now we're getting there. 2-1, just by the way.
Congratulations.
This one might be easy. Number 4, when a baby moves in, the dog moves out.
Oliver and Company.
Close, but no.
The 101 Dalmatians guy.
Close, but no. When
a baby Pongo moves and in. Purdy.
Who had a baby?
It's the key plot point of the beginning of this movie.
Who had a dog?
Oh, by the way, these are all Disney animated features, if I didn't make that clear at the beginning.
Everybody had a dog.
Yeah, but it's not 101 Dalmatians. It's not Oliver and Company. Who else had dogs?
All right, decade?
1960s? No, 50s?
Oh,
Aristocats?
The Aristocats guy.
No.
We're going to need a multiple choice on this one.
Pongo?
I said Pongo. I guess that's not choice. Right.
Perdita? Doxy? Doxy?
Oh, I forgot we're naming the character.
Yeah. I said Pongo and Purdy. Is that not right?
That's not right.
Oh, then it's not A.
And Tramp.
Tramp.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tramp.
That's Lady of the Tramp. That's the point of Lady of the Tramp.
You know,
he said it like this. Hey, you win a baby, moves in.
Yeah, I can't do a good Tramp voice.
He didn't have like a stereotypical Italian
accent. No, I was going for like a Sinatra.
Oh, I thought you meant that was like the guy who owned the Italian restaurant.
All right, number 5.
Oh, the dogs are eating the spaghetti. Is that a line from the movie? Do I get a point for that?
I don't think that's a line from the movie.
Look at him. Hey. Gabagool.
Advertisement.
Let's get these dogs a cannoli.
Oh, get these dogs a room. Now I went to Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay showed up.
All right, number 5.
Hickory dickory duck.
Are they going to live happily ever, mama?
Chip.
That's correct.
I got it first.
Yeah, you did, but I was right there. Yeah.
It the voice that gave it away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mama. I don't remember anybody else saying mama. That.
That's what I'm not going to do the voice because it'll give it away.
Okay.
Boo.
Hoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
What's his name? Oaken. Wandering Oaken.
That's correct. Number 7. If I do marry, I want it to be for love.
Ugh.
Jasmine?
That's correct.
That could have been anybody.
No, it's Jasmine.
But it could have been
anybody. She was really the only one that was being forced into marriage.
Cinderella could have said that. Sleeping Beauty could
Cinderella
have said that.
Cinderella wouldn't have said it because, you know.
There, I'm saying that could have been anybody.
No, she was the only one that was forced into marriage.
I doubt
that. I can think of. As a plot point of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe as the time period.
All right, number 8. I knew you'd come back. I saved your shadow for you.
Wendy!
That's correct. Number 9, this represents discipline, and this represents strength.
Someone from Mulan.
That's correct.
Mushu.
That's incorrect.
Mulan.
That's incorrect.
Mulan's father.
Donny Osmond.
The fat guy.
I think it's Donny Osmond. It's Li Shang.
Li Shang, yeah.
Was he the bad guy?
No. He's the...
I'll make a man out of you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's Donny Osmond. And number 10... This should be not too hard. Keep your chin up. Someday there will be happiness in Nottingham again. You'll see.
Robin Hood.
That's correct.
Little John.
No, you're correct with
Sir Robin Hood.
Maid Marian.
Prince John.
Creepy.
Long Maid Marian's maid.
Oh, you're right with Robin Hood.
The chicken. What was her name? Madam Cluck.
Madam Cluck. Yeah.
Is that right?
It's something like that.
It's
yeah.
something.
All right.
I'm Madam Cluck.
You know what it should have been? Like Henrietta. To... That would have been funny.
Oh, yeah.
Henrietta Cluck?
No, just Henrietta. And not a hummingbird.
And that's it for what you talk about, Drizella.
I don't love the Drizella. I don't know who that is.
That's the stepsister from Cinderella.
Yeah, I don't. There's two of them. They're the same.
I was trying to think of something that kind of rhymed with Willis.
doesn't rhyme at all.
I know, it kind of rhymes. It's not like, what you talking about, Thumper?
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's good.
That's better. Because okay. That's fun. Thumper is a funny name.
What you talking about, Goofy?
You should change it every time.
Okay.
Just a random Disney character.
What you talking about, Elliot?
It'll be a clue to, I don't know.
What you talking about, Elsa?
What you talking about, everyone? Today's topic is trip review. Where there's a will, there's a hey.
No, that's not what it says on there. Oh.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, if it were my segment, it could be what you talking about, Will.
Yum.
Yum.
What you talking about, Will?
Yum. But it's not my segment because I don't do voices. Except Greg, cousin Greg from Succession. That's the only one I do that's any good.
Do it again.
And now it's over. No, I can't do it anymore. It's over.
Because the show's over?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to wait for
our friend
reboot.
Ron used to do an impression. He did it one time of Keanu Reeves and would never do it again. Mm. And it was in lore. Someone, either Carrie or Steven or somebody heard it and it was the greatest thing ever. But then he refused to ever do it again.
That's a shame.
Bless.
What you talking about, Will? Is this a good segment of the podcast?
It was. I enjoyed that. Anyway.
All right, so Will went to Disney World.
I did.
The birthday trip.
Yes, it was my mom's birthday weekend.
Yep. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Mrs. Dunn.
Mm-hmm. It was a quick one. Well, it was meant to be a quick one. It was a quick Wednesday evening after work drive down and then return on Sunday scheduled. Finally rolled in Tuesday night at 6:15 to Atlanta. After some shenanigans, but we can get there really quickly. It was fun. It was just going to be we usually take the annual trip down to go to a Brave spring training game. And now since
they... Which is my favorite tradition that Will's family does. I love it.
We'll see if it keeps
going. We'll see if it happens again. But they had done it the whole, the whole time that the Braves were spring training at...
Wild World of Sports.
Wild World of Sports. And then when they moved, they go to Disney World and then they take a day trip to... somewhere in the south of Florida.
Northport, yeah. Which is south, which is weird. Florida city names are just not a fan. I was stayed in Venice. I mean, it was not Venice-like.
Mm. No canals?
No canals.
What about a Muscle Beach?
I don't
like know. Venice Beach, California.
No, I've never been there, so I don't know.
Isn't that the beach from Barbie? I think that was the beach from Barbie. Know. Anyway.
I thought I would need a title for the segment.
Okay.
Will, you done gone to Walt Disney World, but done is spelled like your last name.
Which doesn't work in an audio podcast,
But it sounds funny.
Thank you, Michael. We've been going for quite a long time, and last year was the first. So the Braves finished at Walt Disney World in 2019, and then some shenanigans happened in 2020. In 2021, there was no spring training. Well, there was for like a week or two in 2020, and then there were things.
Yeah. Do you remember when the NBA made the bubble, and they had everybody live in the bubble, and they were just living their best lives in the bubble?
I want to read a book about that.
About the bubble?
Yeah, because there were a lot of fun articles about that whole thing, and like... the side bets that were going on and where all these guys were hanging out, like that Three Rivers, that was like the hangout, and it became a huge party over there. And people tried to sneak out and got caught and got fined. Like it was a whole thing. Like, and these are like, you know, bajillionaires staying in moderate rooms for the most part. Because even the tower rooms, everybody was there, so not everybody could get a suite, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so... I bet there's some interesting stories that we haven't heard. Last year what we did was on Saturday, the game was at 1:00, so we got up and drove from Disney. It's right at 2 hours without traffic. So it took about 3 and a quarter to get down there and almost 3 to get back. And I was like, well, never again on a day trip, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So this year we switched it up. So we... went down Wednesday night, stayed at Disney Thursday and Friday, and went down to the game on Saturday and stayed down there. Much better plan.
Was traffic better?
Yeah, traffic was fine. Mm-hmm. It would have been fine, honestly. It's a long drive, but it's not insane without traffic, you know? Well, yeah. I-4 still is terrible at all times, at all places.
Yeah.
But
so except that new part.
Is it?
They should continue the new part all the way to Tampa.
Yeah, they kind of just stopped and...
all right, we're done here.
Yeah, they did all that work through downtown Orlando and then it's like...
Went to Universal and stopped.
Got it. We nailed it.
As far as I understand
it. Mission accomplished, everyone.
Well, it's really nice.
It is nice. I drove through there in the middle lane. It was lovely.
But as soon as you leave it.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. I-4 is the worst. And we're from Atlanta.
Yeah, and we're from Atlanta.
You know?
There are... Oftentimes people talk about traffic in their cities and we're like, okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
We're from Atlanta.
But the I-4 people, bless them. I mean, because doesn't matter what time of day, at least we know if you're going in the middle of the night, it'll probably be fine if they're not shutting the lane down for like construction, you know? We just know when not to drive. I-4, there's no good time.
10 p.m., it takes you 3 hours to get from wherever to Champions Gate.
Even when we were staying in Champions Gate, even going to those 4 a.m. races, traffic.
Mm-hmm.
What? Where are these people going?
Go to bed. That's where they should be going. Anyway,
stayed at French Quarter. Hadn't stayed there in a while. It's a lovely little place.
Yeah.
It's quaint, you know?
Did you have some beignets?
Did.
Gambos?
What?
Gumbos?
No, never did have it. Well, I had gumbo at the festival, but not at the French Quarter.
Not in French Quarter.
We didn't eat. No, we were only there 2 days. It was very fast.
Yeah.
And we got there after dinner time when we got down there. So walked down to the food court when we got there just to grab a little snack or something because we ate at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, got there around 9 or whatever. They have upgraded the rooms since the last time I was there and got those nice TVs, you know, Welcome Blank Family. And nice. You know, where you can Chromecast and all that. Yeah. Those are cool.
Do the beds where you can put your suitcase underneath?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Don't try to preview Disney Plus there.
No.
Such a missed
opportunity. Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, sign up here and you can get 1 month free. Oh, okay. Ooh,
yeah. We actually had that building closest to the food court, so it was literally like a 2 minute walk from the room to go get a cup of coffee, you know, or whatever. But what was funny is that first night we got there, so we walked down there, and I made a note of this because it was like literally right out of the brochure. Like it was walking to the food court. There was a horse-drawn carriage walking by. Although the horse looked really sad. You know when horses have their heads down? They just look sad. Yeah. That horse looked really sad, and he was going super, super slow. I was like, oh. Other than that, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Like outside of the food court, and people were playing like cornhole and playing this giant chess set and checkers across there. And then there were people sitting because it was a nice night. People were sitting at one of the tables playing Uno, like a nice family of four playing Uno. There was nice music playing. It was lovely.
It's like the olden days.
Went in and grabbed a snack or something. Went over to the shop and like Tiana threw up all over that shop. You know how Christmas throws up all over Disneyland?
Yeah.
Like this all Tiana over there, you know. But it was great. It was fun. It was a nice little room. Went over there the next night later after one of the nights and got beignets. And there were, they only have like minor grievance. They have like four things on the menu. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't take people this long to order, quite frankly.
No.
Like, because they're not even doing the fancy coffee there anymore, I don't think. Like, they just had like coffee and cafe au lait and beignets and then their specialty beignets. And like the specialty ones, they have them right there. You just point at the one you want, like with frosting on it or some crap, you know? But everybody's getting like the 3 or the 6 or the 10 or whatever in the bag. And people are still like, you've had 10 minutes in this line to look at it and you're dripping in your swimsuit too. That was my minor grievance. So dry off before.
Did you say that to them?
I didn't say
that. That'd be hilarious. You know,
I should have, but I wasn't that upset about it until like I was halfway through it. And I'm just like, come on guys,
get it together.
I mean, just, yeah.
Did you do the heavy sigh when they walked by?
No. But it was nice. I mean, so the next day we got up and it was, so what's funny is we picked the weekend where it was unseasonably warm at the end of the week. Cause the next week it was like in the 65, 70 range. And it was like 70 low, 89 high for the two part days we had, but the humidity wasn't bad. So it was very doable. The crowds were really large cause it was like the first real week of some spring breaks and stuff. So we went to Epcot, and got a little late start. Didn't, you know, have any real plan, you know. Rode the tram. First time back from the tram. It was lovely.
Huzzah!
How's that new station?
That was great. I mean, I've been admiring it for years. It was lovely. Dropped you off right up front, and you know, it was awesome. Did not have to park, you know, six states away in that other Epcot lot. So we were lucky there. Of course, I bought a Guardians Lightning Lane. I mean, I'm not a savage.
Yeah, you got to do that.
And while I was doing that, they went and rode Living with the Land. So it was a good trade off. Walked through the middle again just because it's so lovely over there.
They announced the opening date of where the final walls are coming down.
They did. The newsman.
Yeah, I'll have to wait for our news episode. But
what newsman?
He's the newsman. June something? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
For Epcot, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
I'm sorry. What?
Continue. Please try again.
They're bringing down the final walls at Epcot around that CommuniCore Plaza in June.
Did Bob Iger go in there and say... Bob Iger, well, I guess Bob Iger wouldn't say that.
Me. Tear down the
Or no, whoever Josh. The head of Universal is. Bob Iger, tear down this wall.
It should have been Josh DeMauro saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was so happy.
It was funny. Every time, like when we were there, like they were working on that building again. I'm like, how? I've joked about it before. I'm like, I was just here in December. It should have been done by now. Like they're still working on the same spot outside. Guys, it looks like. I mean, and you're just putting those Spaceship Earth tile things up. I'm sure they're doing a lot of work inside. Mm-hmm. But I was like, from the outside, I'm like, yeah, I haven't really gotten much done since I was here in right before Christmas.
Did you tell him that?
I did tell him that guy.
With the heavy sigh.
Yeah. But it was funny. But that whole middle area is so lovely.
Yeah,
and not that many people were stopping to get a picture with Walt this time as they were in December.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, if anybody wants a picture with Walt, it was heavy crowds, but nobody was getting a picture with him.
Okay, we haven't seen it yet in person, so yeah. I'm excited.
It's nice. And like I told you before, it has Avengers Campus vibes, like that when you walk in there, you know? It's cool. Went in the... I bought a puzzle. Another puzzle that I might have somebody else put together. But it was, like, all four parks. But retro looking poster puzzles. It looked nice.
Cool. Yeah, we're still working on your Haunted Mansion.
If they're like the Haunted Mansion one, I'll throw it away.
I got this one.
The stretching room puzzle I bought years ago. And it has those weird shaped pieces.
Yeah. Will left them here for us to put together. Yeah. We got one together and glued.
Yeah.
And then the, you know.
Yeah, things happen. I get it.
Well, they're hard because they have those weird pieces.
I hope it's not that way. So, whatever. Rogue Guardians, lovely as always. I mean, I think I had Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Nice. I did have also the where they vamped in the room before you launch backwards. Whereas last time I was there in December, one of the rides, they vamped and then it stopped. And then it was just black for like, it felt like a minute. It may have been 30 seconds, but it was long enough where they ran out of things to talk about and then it launched you. But this time it was just the vamping. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, no, I mean, we did a leisurely trip around World Showcase. It was, you know, it was hot, but it wasn't debilitatingly hot.
That's good.
Saw the topiaries and, you know, there were, sadly, Peter Pan wasn't on top of the UK pavilion, and that's my favorite one.
Oh, where was he?
Somewhere. He was on the ground with Captain Hook, like sparring or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I think he was like that last year, too.
I don't like it.
We get it.
He needs to be on top of the UK pavilion. Just one man's opinion. Where is that? Okay. Yeah. So the only thing I did miss because I got full, I didn't eat the spicy hot dog, which I am now a big fan of after last year in March and in May. I got it both times and it's delicious. But
that's the one at the Outpost, right?
No, it's at Pineapple Promenade. The problem is also they have long lines because they have the boozy Dole Whip. And where I'm just trying to get my spicy hot dog. I wish they had a separate line.
They should have a separate boozy Dole Whip line.
I agree with
you.
You know
what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You have to make sure you get some on your next trip.
Yeah. About a month. But I will go back to this. Florida Fresh, you know, like over on the side there, near Imagination. They had it was the best thing. The Cubanito sandwich and the lobster tail. It was a big lobster tail for like $6 or something. And the little Cuban sandwich was so good.
Oh, nice.
A little toasted Cuban sandwich.
I like a Cuban sandwich.
It was really good. Would have eaten more, but it was a hot day, you know, and we made some dinner plans. So, of course, I did not eat the frushi in Japan because I'm morally opposed to it. I did try some spicy chicken gumbo in America because we stopped for bathroom and a rest. And I'm like, oh, I'll try this. And then my parents had the bananas Foster bread pudding, which it was not a hit.
No.
too much going on there.
Yeah, apparently. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, it was sticky. And kind of not chewy, but it got to that consistency, it looked like.
Did they light anything on fire?
No.
What's the point?
Because they're telling me all this, and I'm like, do you want some? I'm like, no, don't. No, thank you.
This is gross. Do you want to try it?
I mean, we've all done that with other people, right? Like, so.
Smell this.
So I did that today to Michael.
Oh, sad.
At the Bath and Body Works.
Here, eat this.
Smell this.
Don't eat anything at Bath and Body Works, Michael. Stopped in the Odyssey and got, gosh, I don't even remember. Oh, it was National Pie Day. The day it was 314.
Oh, okay.
So it was cool. So we got in and got some lemon meringue pie. Oh, nice. And then I'm like, oh, they have some tempura shrimp. And those are really good.
Yeah, those are real good.
I enjoyed that. And we sat in the air conditioning for a few minutes.
Did you dip the shrimp in the pie?
Did not. No.
I thought it would be good.
Probably. No. No. I don't know. But they had more Orange Bird merchandise in there. And Orange Bird threw up on the Flower and Garden Festival. Oh, yeah. I mean, anything you want that's Orange Bird, they got it now. And they had pass holder pins still, weeks after the festival opened.
Is the bee still there? That
Spike the bee?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing the, I think you could still do the pollination something thing. And they had the Easter egg thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who sponsored that. But if you did all the Easter eggs thing, then you had the opportunity to buy a cookie or something.
It's probably Figment.
I don't know. Figment wasn't as prominent in the Flower and Garden Festival this year as, I guess he's more arts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Food and wine, too. They throw him out there as like a secondary like character.
Yeah, I feel like Remy was the
food and wine one.
Is that right?
But it certainly was Orange Bird for Flower and Garden. I mean, my goodness. So, and especially in the Odyssey, they just had a ton of Orange Bird merchandise in there. But because, you know, it was hot, we did the get back in the room by 3 or 4 o'clock and cool off a bit, you know, watch a little TV, have some water. And
did you watch Star Wars?
No. I mean, we watched something was on TV. I don't know. That's what Michael and I did on one of our hot trips when you weren't there. We ended up watching Star Wars movies.
I've been on many a trip with you where we watched the entire
we Star also Wars watched catalog. Something else, too.
Tron? Legacy one.
Yeah.
Mm. And Jason went to bed, and Will and I were finishing it.
And Return to Oz.
Well, that was a different trip where I made Michael watch Return to Oz one late night.
Terrible.
Everybody went to bed at like 10 o'clock, and Michael and I'm like, hey, you never seen it. It's time.
Get ready.
It was terrible.
I wish I hadn't.
No, you need to see. These are things you need to see, like our planned double feature coming up of Madame Web and Morbius.
Morbius. Morbius is from the...
Wait, I thought it was... it's Morbius.
Morbius.
Yeah. Mobius is from...
Loki?
Loki, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gogans.
The Gogans. I thought it was the Gogans. No, Gugan. Which one is right now?
I think it's the Gogans, but I don't remember. We said it some bunch the other way.
Doesn't matter. And they weren't in the remake, right?
No.
This is why I didn't watch that trash.
That's a completely different storyline.
I don't need it. Barely even had a dragon in it, as I understand it. But you know how I feel about dragons.
Yeah, multiple dragons.
Well, then no thank you. So went and rested a little bit. And then you know what was funny? If you wanted to go to Ohana... Plenty of reservations last minute. We actually did not want to go this time because we had gone like the last two times recently. And like, let's go somewhere. My mom really wanted to go to the Brown Derby and get that Cobb salad, right? It is Cobb salad, right? Yeah. Because after a hot day and everything, like, oh, solid, solid idea. So, we were able to kept searching and finally found a good time, you know, like 2 hours out. Nice. So we went over to Studios and... Went to the Brown Derby, had a lovely drink and appetizer and had the nice charcuterie board. And I had some sort of pork chop and had, they had the Cobb salad. It was lovely. And the weather was beautiful at night, and it was cooled off. And so she was shopping on whatever that main drag is, Hollywood Boulevard. And that Mickey's Movie Magic, is that what it's called?
On the
projection
theater?
Show?
Yeah.
I watched that for a few minutes. It was nice. It had flame effects and a little... small fireworks. It was nice. A bunch of different movies. I'd never seen any of that before. It was nice. And it was like right outside the, you know, so I could just look. So it was, I didn't make any, have to make any effort. You know, let's just be clear.
You didn't get there just for that.
No. And, you know, because there were a bunch of people going over to the Fantasmic.
I've been standing here for 3 hours.
Hey, there, you know what? So even though it was very crowded and very like hot in the afternoons, there weren't as many breakdowns as normal.
That's good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, it's good.
You said breakdowns or meltdowns?
Oh, I meant meltdowns.
Yeah. I like a good meltdown.
Was it because they're spring breakers?
I guess.
Less like little kids?
People were on their best behaviors.
That's good.
And it was also odd because the last trip I was on was to Disneyland. So when we went to Magic Kingdom the next day, and we had spent enough time in Disneyland where everything looked a little different again. So big. And I tell you, you know, that castle's too small. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, it's just too small. Guys, tear it down and build a proper size.
Should be ashamed
castle.
Of yourselves, really.
Honestly, a little bit. You can fit it right in your pocket. Anyway, the next day, also as tradition, my dad loves the Kona Cafe breakfast, the macadamia pancakes. And yeah, so went there.
Did you get that
corner.
Giant toast?
No, toast. I got like an omelet. I'm kind of over the Tonga toast.
Yeah,
it's too much. Like I don't like a lot of sweet breakfast either. I'm more of a savory breakfast man. So we went there and rode the monorail over to the Magic Kingdom, and we shared a monorail with this nice family from, I don't know where they're from. I didn't get to chat them up too much, but the mom had a great Southern accent, like it was like sounded Tennessee. Which I only say because I saw them again later in the monorail leaving. And then we remembered each other from that morning.
Our northern neighbors.
So again, because it was a busy day, we did Genie Plus. And I got a lightning lane for Tron and a virtual queue at 2 o'clock. Is that right? Or 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And boy, that virtual queue goes so fast. Yeah. I mean, and I was on it too. Like a refresh. 107. Dang.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. You know, and nothing crazy to talk about. You did your Pirates and your Haunted Mansion, your Big Thunder. Like I went and rode Big Thunder while they were doing Small World. We switched off and I did, you know, there was in line for Big Thunder because, you know, it's hot out there. There were people in the Genie Plus line kind of stretched into the sun a little bit with the others. You know? And I was standing there playing on my phone or whatever. And like the people in front of me were, you know, chatting, and like a mom with like, you know, she had the full backpack and had everything. And then there was this mom and daughter on the other side. And I'd never seen this before. Like the people in front of me were putting on sunscreen, and you could tell she didn't know how to ask. She's like the lady in the standby line. She goes, "I'm so sorry. Our flight got delayed or early. Something happened and they didn't have time to get, like, they forgot the sunscreen out of the bags or whatever. I will pay you. I will do it. Can I just have a little bit of that sunscreen, please?" Oh, yeah. Just squirted a big dollop in her hand. It's like, we're both shitting. No, we can give some to your daughter too. We can share. It's fine. Like, it was just like here, have some more.
I don't want to put you out.
Because obviously our line started moving too.
Yeah.
It's like, but I could tell her pain and anguish in her face having to ask so awkwardly for sunscreen. So yeah, it's good. Big Thunder. I did that. And then, I went and did something else and then somehow got stuck and watched like 15 minutes of Festival of Fantasy, which I hadn't watched in a while either. And, next to a trash can in the hub, but I was in the shade. So it was great. So I had a nice lean and watched Festival of Fantasy, but I couldn't get a good picture. I was going to post one of the Slack channel. I was going to, do that, but I couldn't get a good picture of the fire. But it just went right under the tree. I was like, dang. Because I was also doing that. I decided to do pictures and name that spot for the Slack channel.
So it's fun.
Very like weird spots at Walt Disney World, if anybody could guess it. And Michael guessed it every time.
Yep.
He's very good at this game.
He's good. He's very observant.
He is very observant.
I'm not going to play now so other people have a chance.
There was one posted recently. Did you get it?
I got Alex's first one, and then I stopped playing. Well,
there was one I guessed. I got it wrong. But anyway.
I haven't seen any news.
Oh, was Alex there?
Yeah. I did some shopping down on Main Street. Nothing big. Oh, that may have been where I got stopped. No, because then after that, my parents wanted to go back to the room and rest. I'm like, well, I'm about, you know, 15, what's it called?
Drinks number, in?
No, no. I'm at the Magic Kingdom, sir. Yeah.
Boarding groups?
Boarding groups. Yeah, whatever that is. So I hung out and I went over to Tomorrowland to Anti-Gravities, which is my favorite named spot in all of Walt Disney
World. That's the ice cream shop?
Yeah. Got a little soft serve and a bottle of water and just found a shady spot chilled next to the Carousel of Progress on a bench and just enjoyed like a little rest waiting for my Tron virtual queue to mature. When did, it took about an hour to get through the virtual queue line. And we were outside for a good 20 minutes of it under like some umbrellas. Not as bad as when we were there for the preview last year, but at least that was at night. And this was, it was hot. So we got, you know, it was fine. Got inside, did Tron, got second row, which is cool. Yeah, just randomly didn't ask for it. And then by the time I got back to the room, I met the people on the monorail again. Oh, I remember from this morning. Hey.
Oh, the same ones?
They were tired. Yeah,
I was tired.
Yeah, it was cool. By the time I got back to the room, like, no, it's one of those hot trips where you're not really that hungry or anything. You don't really, you know what I mean? It was like, and like, yeah, well, we just got Cape May
because
we like it and we just go over there, you know? And because then I was like, all right, well, if we go to Cape May, maybe we could stay and watch Luminous, which we did. So this is the big point of anything new that I did this time. The Symphony of Us.
Cape May and stay for Luminous?
Mm-hmm. It's at Beach Club.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking Key West. What's that place called? Olivia's.
Yeah, Olivia's.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I was thinking that.
So had dinner. Nothing crazy. Well, I don't mean to judge anybody's parenting skills.
Sounds like you're about to judge somebody's parenting skills. There were some
wild children at the table next to us. I mean, just like laying on the floor, rolling on the floor, keep screaming at them. And like, I'm just saying, just get out of the floor. That's all I ask. I don't scream all you want. It happens. But they're also old enough to not be doing that. We're talking 7 to 10.
Yeah.
I'm Did you sigh next to them?
I so sighed. And I was like, and I just had another beer. And I was like, whatever. So we walked over to Epcot after that. It was about 8 o'clock or so. So we had a little bit of time. And like a lot of the good spots were already taken. So we're like, I'm like, we'll see what we can do, but you know, we'll find something. So, in lieu of just standing there for an hour, we walked over and, I think my dad went and sat on a bench. So my mom and I went into the tea shop, which I hadn't been in the UK in a long time. And they now have all the King Charles stuff as opposed to the Queen Elizabeth stuff. They had like the, no, it's not an inauguration. The,
coronation
biscuits, tins and all this stuff. And like, you know, it was like a thing, and like little teacups with his face on it, you know, for the coronation and all that stuff. Nice. And I normally ever just go in that first shop where they have the Rose and Crown stuff and like that and stuff like that. Walked all the way through there because there was nothing else to do. You know, it's a nice little stroll through there.
Yeah, I normally do the whole stroll through the UK.
It's always a lovely trip. I usually just either get a Guinness at the pub and then walk in that first shop and then go to the bathroom and keep moving.
Yeah. This time, oftentimes I go into those shops after I ask you to get me a beer in the pub.
And it usually works out by the time they get through. You've seen everything. So it was nice. And then so we kind of, you know where Creepy Alice usually stands?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Like right after that clump of trees where we sat that time behind the fish and chip shop and watched Epcot Forever. There's a good spot there to stand and on the rail and watch Luminous. There was a little tree halfway in the way. So some of the fireworks are going above the tree, but it was fine. You could see and definitely could hear the whole thing. So this is the... I've only seen it on YouTube until now. My opinion hasn't really changed. I'll say this. It looks nicer than it does on YouTube. The fountains and the lights and the fireworks. The fireworks are amazing. Yeah, I mean, great. And the sound is really good. And like the little lighting effects and the water jets and all that. It looks really cool and like soothing and, you know, nice. But the music still,
they spent all that money on such good music.
And then the death part. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't need that. Because then they try to bring you up again. And it's like that. And that's the problem with that music. It doesn't get there. like a lot of these other shows do.
Yeah.
And it's just like, still just thinking about the death part. And then there's always the time when, oh, geez. And you feel it coming too, you know, because they talk about birth. And like, all right, well, yes, here we go, you know.
When somebody loved me.
One thing that is cool that I, you know, we didn't see on the YouTube video is like when they do some of the songs from different languages, they light up that country. So that's cool. I mean, whenever they do that, they did that in all the other shows too, just about like different things with the lighting and everything. So that's really cool. And the fireworks are amazing because of the 360, and it's great, and it's a good finale. And but that's all I think of.
Yeah.
Is that death part. I hate to say it, like, but if you just replaced the soundtrack of Harmonious with Luminous, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You don't need the screens. It's fine. Like, I liked the screens, but it's, you take them out, it would have been beautiful and it'd been a great show. But I don't love Luminous, the Symphony of Us. I'm just,
I love the Harmonious music.
I wish they had the same music.
Yeah.
Such a missed opportunity.
It is.
Too many people complained.
What was also cool is while we were walking in front of the fish and chip shop, SpaceX was launching. So everybody goes, hey, look at that. And I'm like, well, oh, yeah, look at that. Ooh. And then we saw the second stage.
Oh,
like,
cool.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I'd never seen that, at least at night before. So that was really neat because could really see. That was cool.
That was cool.
And I never saw a space shuttle launch.
Oh, really?
I never did, sadly. There was a couple times at the beach where we were there, but they always scrubbed it.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody's standing on the beach and then nothing happens. And then you've read the paper the next day that it was scrubbed or whatever.
We'd always go out at recess.
Listen to you kids.
Including
you Florida kids.
The one time.
The one bad time.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was in second grade, I think.
Mm. So this is like the part of Luminous.
It's hard to get them back after.
Anyway, we had a good time, I guess. So. Oh, I forgot what I also bought. I forgot to tell you, at Tron, I bought the Tron Frisbee. The, what do they call it? The retro identity disc. It's a white Frisbee with little black lines on it, and it just says Tron retro identity disc with a sticker. That was well worth $5.99.
Are you going to mount it on your wall?
I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm really excited because as soon as when they announced Tron, I'm like, they need to sell Frisbees, and now they have them again.
Somebody should bring it here for pool days.
I will.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
I also bought that little Space Mountain model because I've looked at it the last four or five trips. Yeah. So I just sprung about that. Because with the discount, it's like 15, 20 bucks or something. I'm going to take it to my office at work.
Put it together during boring meetings.
Yeah. got up the next morning, just ate the food court. Today, that was our leisurely, you know, checkout day. Because the baseball game didn't start till 6 o'clock, and check-in at the Holiday Inn Express in Venice wasn't until 3 o'clock. So it's only 2 hours away. So it was just like, yeah. So we went over to Disney Springs, walked around a little bit, went in the Christmas shop, the candy shop, the big shop, didn't buy much of anything. Like, but, you know, just kind of strolled around. There was some good high school bands playing in the little concert area there.
Yeah, our friend's kid was, his high school band was playing at Disney while you were there.
I looked, there were none from Georgia on the day we were there, but they have the whole list there. It was so cool.
Oh, that is nice.
When I went and got gas at that Hess across the street from Disney Springs, you know?
Yeah.
They've changed that all around where you can't turn back out. You have to like loop around this weird thing. But you go where the buses for the band people park. Like it's the, forget what it's called. It's like Disney something, something. I don't know. But like, because when the marching band at Magic Kingdom. No, but it's like, it's some Disney young something with the music, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they have the banner for that in front of the marching bands when they play, and they had one the same banner when they were playing at the thing, the little amphitheater thing.
Got there.
So it's like, oh, well, this is where they go and park. Look at that, that's cool. I mean, that was made it to the Holiday Inn, went to the baseball game. It was lovely.
Nice.
Got up to leave Sunday, and then things happened.
And if you want to hear Will's terrible journey home, or attempted journey home, he's still not here.
I'm here. That's teased too far.
Sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast, and we will talk about that in the extra today. Otherwise, if you've been to Disney recently and would like to tell us about it, and email it email us at info@tfppodcast.com. Also, remember, if you want the bracket for next week, you can email us at info@tfppodcast.com and we will send it to you. You can check us out on Instagram, Threads, and Reddit at /TFP Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. We have some pretty awesome t-shirts at shop.tfppodcast.com, and we have some exclusive Patreon-only content. It's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/TFP Podcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
Retro Identity Disc.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Oh, yeah. $5.99.
At the Disney Imagination Campus. I don't know where that
that's
is.
That's what it's called.
Oh, that's what
that's the name of it. That, for some reason, that's what the music thing is called. Thank you.